Find this podcast and others like it at the number one new media network, Podshow.com. Better, faster, stronger. And now with new minty fresh scent.
The DivaCast, number 36, 16 February 2007.
2007. Come on, Natalie. Where are you, baby?
Come on. Natalie. Come home to me, baby. Come on.
Do, 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 do. Come on now. There she is.
Ay, ay, ay.
It's almost Friday.
We are five fun, fabulous friends, also known as the Divas or the Diva Cast. And this is Suzanne.
I'm Julie.
I'm Amy.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Sharon.
And we believe inside every woman is a diva.
Thank you, Julie.
Yes,
that's
Julie.
Right.
Yes,
that's right. I believe.
I believe every woman can find her own inner diva.
Go ahead, Carrie. Tell us what...
Okay, here's the thought of our show today. It's very light and lively, and we're just... I don't know if you guys have ever seen Jeff Foxworthy and the Blue Collar guys do their I Believe thing, where they just kind of go from person to person, and they come up with their I Believe...
He's famous for You Might Be a Redneck
Yeah.
I mean, but that's where they may know him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's another show, You Might Be a Diva If.
See, I always wanted to do You Might Be a Bimbo If.
You might be a blonde.
I started a book on it. I swear.
You'll be on vacation.
Okay.
So we just thought we'd get together as and just do a real light show on I Believe. And we're just going to kind of rotate, go around the room. Do you guys want to talk about sick kids?
No, that's what our week's been.
Yeah.
Everybody's had a sick kid this week.
Yes.
Yeah, it's been...
Mine was last week.
What?
This weather change, we're here we are in the South, and it's the high today was 41 or 42, so give me
it
a
is,
break.
It is bitter.
Oh, gosh. You know, there's people out there.
I know. They're saying you're full of it.
Really can't
zero sympathy.
Minnesota was so like cold. A negative 42 wind chill.
Oh,
can you imagine?
That's
like not even... But you know that global warming?
Yeah.
Let's start and talk about I Believe.
Oh, let's do it.
I just want to say, I believe when I hate my hair, I hate my life.
Oh.
I'm telling
you. Know what? That's a good one.
I'm telling you, there is something to that. And I have a surprise for you.
What?
Are we all getting our hair done?
No, that's a great idea. No, I've started a book.
Everybody's starting a book.
I have started a book, and I've already written the first chapter, and it is entitled, When I Hate My Hair, I Hate My Life.
That's a great title. Don't steal it, anybody.
Yeah, it's mine. It's already copyrighted.
Suzanne Maiden's
yes.
title.
Yeah. Isn't that good, though?
That's very good.
Can you guys relate to that?
Oh, yeah.
You hate
a bad
your
hair
life?
Day starts your day just
oh.
like...
Yeah. Your life totally stinks when your hair looks bad.
That's a good one.
Okay. I believe every woman should be a blonde for at least 1 week.
Ooh.
That's a good one. But I need to be a brunette or a redhead.
Okay.
Hmm.
I've been them all. I've been
every
flavor.
What's the best?
Redhead was very fun.
Yeah?
Mm.
You got to be able to carry that off.
But it was also dark and delicious.
Huh. I believe nagging sucks.
What?
I believe nagging sucks?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, does somebody nag you or do you nag someone
Both.
Else?
Both. Either or. It sucks either way.
If you're the nagger or the naggy.
It's just icky. Don't do it.
All right. Amy?
All right. I believe there is something to that global warming.
Podcast in itself.
You know what? All I have to say is that is bless your heart.
Oh gosh, you and Joe need to get to
oh, maybe that's bless what's impacting heart. My hair. It's I can believe
the global
warming.
There you go.
Yeah.
Go
that's
Julie.
Why we
go
have record
Julie.
Freezing temperatures because of that global warming.
Did
okay.
You know I'm not even. You've never heard that we came from the glaciers, right?
The ice age must have not existed because how would it have ever ended?
Yeah, I know. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to say I believe the best thing parents can give their children is a good marriage.
Mm. Ooh, that's a good one.
Very good. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I believe goodness always prevails.
Nah. Or at least should. It should.
No, it should. I believe
Romans
it really...
8:28. That's what that is.
What?
It is?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you
Thank
say?
You. What'd you
All
see?
Things God works for good. I can't remember the scripture. Romans 8:28.
Oh.
Thank you, because I really do believe that.
Look that up.
Wait, say it again, Romans.
8:28.
Rome 8. I do that thing like that. Okay.
Okay. I believe every man should have to wear high heels for a day.
Ooh, and pantyhose.
Oh,
and
yes.
A bra.
And a push-up bra.
And I believe in Spanx. I believe in anything that sticks my tummy, makes it tighter, makes me lose 5
Explain
pounds.
Explain what that is, because people Spanx? Are thinking you're spanking
Is that a great
kid.
Name? No. Yeah. Oh.
She was on Oprah the other day. Did you see that?
She's fantastic. I'm Sarah like, Blakely.
She's, yeah.
She's from Atlanta.
I know. We need to have her.
I know. I would she love needs to be a interview diva. Her.
Yeah.
An honorary
She
diva.
Is a diva.
She already is a diva.
Yeah.
Know,
but Spanx are, it's like if you wear pantyhose that have controlled tops and you cut out the feet, like at the ankles, so that you can have a smooth panty line.
It sucks your whole body
It sucks you in and makes you tight. And so you don't, and then you don't have any, because what is, you know, that's so bad when you have a great body, or even if you don't have a great body and then you have a panty line.
Okay, but wait a second.
Wait. Different subject.
No.
What?
Do you have an issue with those, with static electricity?
That's a good question.
You know, you'd have to take a dryer sheet and rub it over you.
I bet.
How do you get static electricity out of your hair?
What? Why do you have that problem in the car and stuff?
No. I mean, sometimes...
You carry a dryer sheet with you, I'm telling you.
Yeah, no, at home.
You wear what?
I sprayed my brush with static electricity.
I believe that... Static electricity in one's hair is an okay thing.
Oh, good God.
Not a good look.
Then you look
okay, no, Carrie. It's not a good look.
All right. Carrie, go.
All right. I believe inside every person, no matter how old, is an innocent child needing to be cherished and honored and respected.
Oh, okay. That can I just say that just ties right in with another one of my I believes. This is one of my serious one.
Okay, but you keep talking out of turn.
Yeah. You're, I believe it's
taking
turn.
I believe
Go
it's
ahead,
taking
slap it.
Place in line.
Baker.
Ooh. Ooh. I just have a whole list.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Ahead.
No.
You can't say anything.
Okay. You ready for mine? Because
yes,
it kind of goes along
turn.
With it goes along with Carrie's
it's
as well.
Amy's turn.
I believe that little Debbie Nutty Buddies should have a place in our daily diet.
You do? You do?
Nutty Buddies?
Yeah, I
Those
love
are
them.
Good.
See, I love oatmeal pie.
I got to do the oatmeal pie. The
Little Debbie. Oh, no.
And
the
you
Nutty
know what?
Buddies are tons
I have
better.
To confess, I wrote Little Debbie and told him I didn't get any cream in my oatmeal pie, and they shipped me a case.
Nutty Buddies are much better. I don't know that they're called Nutty Buddies.
They are.
They are.
Yeah.
Don't you love those? Don't
yes.
you think
really?
That you
no.
should?
Really?
I used to diet with those.
You used to diet with those?
Yeah. I was really skinny when I ate Nutty Buddies. Yeah.
Are you talking about the chocolate?
Oh, the Nutty Buddy diet.
Yes.
And the crunchy waffle thing.
Uh-huh. The Nutty Buddy diet.
Yeah.
Okay, I believe that everyone should wait table for a day.
Oh, I
Everybody should wait tables for a day.
That's probably a good one. I never did it.
Though. I'm telling you, I did it, and you see a whole side of people that you mm-hmm. can't even believe you see. Mm-hmm. You learn a whole lot about humanity. Anyway.
Okay.
Go ahead, Suzanne. About how rude people are and how dismissive they are and how... hard some people work and you don't acknowledge it. Mm. I don't know. It's a whole humanity thing. Whatever.
Permission to speak.
Now you can
talk,
see, now you're
permission
in turn,
to
so you
speak
can go.
Freely.
I
it is a commercial.
Believe everyone is doing the best they can.
Look at this. Most people are trying to do the best they can.
Oh,
I believe everyone is doing the best they can
Go
every
figure.
Day.
Okay, can I just add to that, though?
No, to get their emotional needs.
Yes, you're out of time.
I thought you were done.
But
ahead.
Sometimes okay. it looks kooky to the observer because it's how where it's just where you fall.
Okay,
you see, and mine follows yours very nicely.
Is it your
because,
turn?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Because I believe some people should not be allowed to reproduce.
Well, that could be one of their emotional needs.
Let's see. I believe I don't have to say what I mean if it's mean. I'm still trying to live by that one.
What?
Say that
what?
Again.
I don't have to say what I mean if it is mean.
Don't say anything nice. Ooh. It's better to say nothing than to say... sometimes it's better
are
to say nothing at all.
I don't
What'd you
need
tell your
tell
kids?
Tell you something if it's mean. If I don't need to tell you
If you
mean.
Can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. It's what you teach your kids.
I don't okay. get it. Thank you.
I'll interpret for
thank
you all.
You,
should I take it personal? Go ahead, Amy.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
I believe that holiday clothing should have an age limit. That age should be maybe 12.
Oh.
there's no comments. Why not?
Well, because I think it's funny. Okay, excellent. Okay, I believe... Okay, I'll do a serious one. I believe God gives me more grace than I deserve.
Amen, sister.
That's nice. Suzanne?
Oh, my goodness. I think wine tastes better from a gorgeous goblet.
I agree.
Carrie, I'm surprised you didn't write that one.
It
she won't do a cup.
From a cup, a plastic cup. Plastic. Ooh, no. And I love Suzanne's crystal heavy. I like the weight in my
It has to be a thin lip wine glass. And if you're buying it from the store, I have to like actually put it up to my lips.
You have to give it a feel test?
Yes, I have to feel it.
I don't know about the
thin. Oh, gosh.
Ew. Sani wipes?
I don't know about the thin. I don't know if I care about the thin. I like the heaviness.
Okay.
And a big
Sharon. Okay, yes. I believe some fashions are created to see if we are stupid enough to wear them.
Like what?
Like?
Well, gosh, I can, you know, there's lots of them. Elephant bell bottoms. I mean, think about some of the stuff we've worn.
I like those.
You know what I think it is? I think it's... people who wear fashions that aren't age appropriate most of the time. Most of the time, people who look ridiculous are trying to, they're in their 30s and 40s trying to wear something that is designed for teens.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, honey.
I just, you know what I just bought?
Suzanne, you do not do that.
I just bought little, like two pairs of ballerina flats.
Oh, you didn't.
I did. They're cool, though.
That's not considered
Enzo.
I'm just giving her a hard time.
I know they're very freaking her out.
I'm just freaking her out. No, I don't care.
I like them.
I know
now
they're
she's
cute.
Always going to give it a second thought when she puts them on.
No, I'm not. Just, okay. I'm going to wear them.
What color are they?
No, they're very in.
They're very...
They're not like ballet pink.
No, black and brown.
And they're not that funky. Yeah, no, they're very funky. In.
I know, they're very hip.
Okay, I have one. I believe if someone has broccoli in their teeth or a booger on their cheek, they should be told.
Okay, what about somebody that you don't even know and you're walking past them and their fly is down and you don't even know that person?
The fly thing, that adds a whole... Remember my dermatologist? I mean, that is like, where are you looking to know that
my
fly is down?
Yeah, remember her story when she's at the dermatologist and the guy's fly was down and she couldn't look?
But here's a story. When I was in my former life
Wait, can you just say it again, sweetie? Because, you know, not everybody's listened to every single one of our shows. And that was such a funny story.
Oh, it's a long story. Go back
snippet.
To show notes.
You were at the dermatologist and he had his fly down.
And he was very attractive and young and his fly was down and I was trying to have a conversation with him and it was really
Did you tell him?
No, she didn't tell him.
I could not tell. I don't tell men that their fly is down because then it's like, you're looking, what are you looking at? I don't, you know. Now, if I'm looking at somebody's face and they have a big hacking piece of spinach or broccoli in their teeth or, this is why I think, when I used to work at a, bank in human resources, I saw the vice president of our company from the end of the hallway walk past, have conversation with probably three people until he got to me. And I'm talking to him and there is a booger on his cheek. And I said, hey, Rich, go like this. And I kind of swished my cheek and he swished it and he looked and he was like, oh, thanks. Like, I don't know if he really knew what it was. I'm like, cannot have the vice president of the company walking around with a booger on his cheek.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that. I just wanted to know about the fly, though.
Would you tell?
No. I think it would depend on the man.
Not a complete stranger.
Like if it was your husband and he walked up, I'd go.
Of course.
You know,
but not a complete stranger like walking by.
Somebody
I
knew.
I'm not going to tag him down and say,
excuse me. I was noticing you and
couldn't help.
Are those fruit of the loom?
Okay, you ready?
Yes. Go ahead.
I believe that excessive body hair should be a sign of beauty.
Ew. Why?
What? On women or men?
I am sick of waxing and shaving. And if it just was like...
I thought you did laser stuff.
Well...
Not everywhere?
Not everywhere. But I mean, wouldn't that be a good thing?
Where do you have excessive body hair? You are fair
skin. I just don't want to...
She's talking about just not wanting
to shave. I just don't want...
I agree.
I don't want to shave. Oh, wouldn't that be cool?
I want to just get lasered all over and forget about it.
No, I think it should be nice to have hairy legs.
No.
Ew.
No, I'm not with you on that.
Don't you want that?
Then you can't show off your calves.
Too. No, the whole hairy back thing.
Sharon's with me.
Gross.
No. Gross. Totally grossed
no.
out.
No.
Okay. Okay, I believe.
But if society allowed it. Okay.
I believe. All right, let's see what I'm going to do. Okay, I believe in sweatpants. Sometimes
Amen.
Everywhere?
That's just no. I mean, sweatpants in your house. Sometimes the day just calls for sweatpants.
Yes,
amen.
Okay. That's just an easy one.
I believe we're all neurotic. It's just a question of where you fall on the continuum.
Where it manifests. I agree.
And that's
with that.
Coming from a clinical therapist yes. point of view.
That's true. I believe.
Yeah, we're all neurotic.
I'm right there.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that it's okay for a man to ask his GPS system for directions.
Oh. If he even has a GPS system.
That would be his wife.
Yeah, his wife's GPS system. I believe if you really hate something about yourself, change it.
I believe that that's really hard to do.
That's mine. That yours? Yeah. No, it's not.
No, it's not. I believe in... Oh, I believe that recycling should be mandatory.
I agree.
Because of that global warming?
Yes.
Okay, I believe that everyone in the world just wants to fit in and to belong to something.
With a rebel,
I believe in plastic surgery.
She's cracking herself up.
Yeah, she's liking this.
Well, I'm just thinking, after you said to fit in, I'm thinking, and if I don't fit in normally, I'll just have surgery.
Just
Okay, I believe perimenopausal and menopause are still part of the aftermath of biting the apple.
Oh, gosh. Oh my gosh.
No Catholic coming out in that.
Huh. Wow.
I believe staying open to listening to new kinds of music is a wonderful way to bond with your kids.
Mm. Oh, that's a good one. I believe that pets complete a family.
Oh, that is the funniest thing. No, but you gotta admit, that's the funniest thing ever coming from Amy. I'm never going to have
a
dog.
Yeah, you're right,
that's
Julie.
What I'm saying. Oh, Amy, right. I'm never going to have a dog. I can't believe you have
and
a dog. Why do you have
I
a dog
now? I had other pets before Django.
Yep, I know, but you were like so
cats.
A white frog on your kitchen counter.
But I just shedding, love my dog.
Yucky.
I love
I know,
him.
Amy, but you admit it. You were like so anti-dog. I'm thrilled to hear that. I'm glad.
I did say that too. Believe in dog. Having a dog share your life improves your physical and emotional well-being. So it goes hand in hand.
There you go.
They do. They're good dogs.
Okay.
Well, you know, I think that goes into all that when that like the ones who go and visit hospitals and nursing homes.
Yeah, I mean it's
therapy dogs.
It's emotional.
Yeah. Therapy dogs.
Okay. I believe that cellulite was created by Satan.
There's a lot of Bible Belt stuff going on.
Bible. Well, I had that on a different list, and then I had to figure out how to switch it over.
Okay. Susanne.
I'm sorry. I'm still laughing. Oh, that's a good one, Julie. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I believe we're all here for a divine purpose. Cellulite or no cellulite.
Oh,
yeah. That's true.
It's just the hard part's trying to figure out what that
purpose driven.
Yeah,
I really do. I believe we're all here for something divine.
I believe laughter is truly the best medicine.
And we don't laugh.
So no, I did that on purpose. I'm not laughing. I believe no matter how old we get, we need to dance with a partner or all by ourselves when nobody is watching.
Ooh, belly dancer woman.
In my basement with my mirrors and my music.
With her poles.
Nope.
Poles. I believe that wearing the color pink helps everybody's complexion.
Wow. Does it? I think it does.
It does.
You
think
look great.
It.
You had that pink. Didn't you have pink on at that? You and Sharon, I can't remember. Pink and green. Always looks
it's
good.
A good color. Complexion.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
I believe that a glass of wine and a hot bath is good for what ails you.
And that's good.
Amen.
I know you'd like that one.
Yeah.
I believe... I can fly.
And pedicures.
I do too.
I just had one today, and I'm telling you, just a pedicure. I didn't do a manicure because obviously, look at my nails. They're a wreck. There's no hope. But just to have that pedicure.
Julie and I had one at that retreat, and that was yummy. It was good. Except we had to watch like Playboy bunnies on the TV. It was bizarre.
That was the weirdest
show.
But they did a great pedicure.
Was that Hugh Hefner? What was the name of that?
I don't know.
It was
bizarre.
But every man, I've never seen so many men in a
I was like, why
salon?
Are there so many men in here? And then we look at the TV and I'm like, oh, that's
the Hugh Hefner show.
What a gimmick.
Oh, yeah.
But they did a good, they gave
and
a good
And all
pedicure.
The girls were talking Korean about the men that were in the
Yeah, you know they were. You know they were.
Okay, I believe gray hair should be fashionable.
You know, for women, that's what you should add, because for men, I think it is.
It is.
Okay. I mean that. I'm modifying.
I mean, think about it. You're for men, it's widely accepted if somebody's gray. Sure. You don't say he's a gray-headed man or look at his gray.
Mm-hmm.
You say he's distinguished. Oh, look how old he looks.
Mm-hmm. You don't say that.
They say it about us.
For women, you go, I can't believe she's got gray hair. Or look how long her gray hair is.
Yeah. Look how she's let her hair go gray.
Okay, Sharon.
Okay, Carrie. Back to you, babe.
Okay. What do I want to say? I want to say I believe a good orgasm can make all the difference.
Oh, my goodness.
What you got, Amy?
Am I allowed to say that word? Or is that explicit? I guess you guys don't agree.
I have no idea.
I don't care.
You don't know what it
means? I agree with what you're saying.
I have no idea if it's explicit.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay. This isn't a good one to end on.
Who said we're ending? We're not ending. We're not done.
Are we almost done?
Just go.
I believe that drinking Coca-Cola is as addicting as smoking cigarettes or doing some drugs. Coca-Cola is really addictive.
Well, coffee.
Probably caffeine.
It's caffeine.
It's caffeine.
Yeah,
caffeine.
No, I think it's not sugar.
Coca-Cola.
It's Coca-Cola.
Well, mine's Diet Coke.
Well, I mean, in general, I think you can. I'm addicted to it, you know.
You are?
Yeah.
To coffee or Coke?
No, Coca-Cola.
You drink regular or diet?
No, diet.
Oh.
I'm just saying Coca-Cola in general.
Yeah, I mean, you always hear on the news people getting pulled over and stop. Give me your Diet Coke or else they get you. Get it? Yeah, it's bad.
It has nothing to do with addiction.
I need some money to get some Diet Coke.
You're funny.
Go, Julie.
Okay, I believe that everyone has their own stuff. Some people just hide it better than others.
That goes with what Suzanne was saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I believe every woman looks better with makeup on.
You do? Are you telling me I need to go put more makeup on?
She's telling us something.
Just to accentuate your already beautiful eyes.
Yes, exactly. I just think most women look better with just a little bit, tad. Just a, you know.
Yeah, I hear you.
I believe people who are kind to others reap the benefits many times over.
She sounds like a fortune cookie.
She went to Chin Chin last night. Give me your fortune cookies.
Oh.
I believe a person can be a good Christian and still enjoy a good glass of wine.
Ah.
Cheers. That's good. It just means you're not Baptist.
Yeah, that's true. But I know, but a lot of people think when you come to church, you get no more beer, wine, nothing. And then they find out. The divas.
Can you turn off my mic while I take a swig?
I hope you enjoyed our little show here.
I can fly.
Oh, that's like four more.
I guess we're done. I touch the sky. This show has been brought to you in part by Splenda. Visit their website, destinationflavor.com, and transform your coffee. They've got some great flavors, hazelnut,
vanilla.
French vanilla, mocha. And also, another sponsor of ours is Marie Claire. They're doing a video, and it's exclusively on the Pod Show. And it's brought to you. You can visit it at themasthead.podshow.com.
I think the new one comes out on the 18th, doesn't it? So check it out, because the new one is coming out soon.
That's soon.
Great. Beautifully produced, by the way. I mean, talk about a really
They've done a great job.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful.
And we've mentioned before, we have a new sponsor as well, our third, and it's Folgers Coffee.
Very cool. They have
some wonderful new flavors coming out, gourmet flavors.
If you are interested, go ahead and get a free sample of the Folgers Coffee at folgers.com/podshow. They have a bunch of different flavors that we can taste and sample.
Excellent.
Emails. We got a really cool email from Lisa, and I just kind of read it real quick. I'm going to. Love your podcast. Totally relate to all of you guys. And she says that, although I'm pretty sure that a dog, hermit crab, belly dancing, and a Jiffy Pop camper are not anywhere in my near future. And she gives a lot of cute ideas for future shows. And she told us that we need to go see the musical, Menopause, the musical.
Oh, I've heard that.
We do need to see that.
I've seen it.
What about the Marietta? Vagina monologue?
So she's seen it.
Oh, yeah, that would be good.
So anyway, thanks, Lisa, for the
Thank
great
you, Lisa.
Email.
Where's she from, Carrie, did she say?
Marietta.
Georgia. Oh, hey, she can meet us at the menopause.
I know, we need to have a meeting.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
That'd be really good meeting. Leave some feedback. We'd love to hear from Lisa and everybody else out there. So call us at 678-884-0524, and you can leave a message. We may even play it on the air. or leave us an email. Send us an email, diva@thedivacast.com. No spaces. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. It's free, and that means every time we put out a new show, you'll get it sent to you, and you can download it. It's free. We appreciate it. And don't forget to vote for us on iTunes.
Yay. Leave us a review. Yeah.
Leave us a review on iTunes.
Very good. Okay, we're closing with nothing.
We just said that. We're thanking
you. Oh, thanks, all as always, to Natalie Brown for I Am the Queen of Me. Go ahead and check out our website. You can download her song for free, guys. And
thanks,
it's
Natalie.
An awesome song. So
it's a very nice.
I think that's it for tonight.
Okay.
Y'all have a great rest of the week.
It's a wrap.
And we'll see ya.
Tomorrow's Friday.
Yay. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show, and Limelight. Oh.